അൽഹംദുലില്ലാഹി വകഫ വസ്സലാത്തു വസ്സലാമു അലാ സയ്യിദിനിൽ മുസ്തഫ സ്വല്ലല്ലാഹു അലൈഹി വഅലാ ആലിഹി വഅസ്ഹാബിഹി വബാരക വസല്ലമ തസ്ലീമാ കസീറാ കസീറാ أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا وقد قال الله تعالى يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام most respected brothers and also sisters and others listening over al-ansar and receivers It is the day of Eid. It is a great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We have just come out of the holy month of Ramadan. Our ibadat, our zikr, our tilawat, our charities and everything else that we did in the Mubarak month was a training period for the remaining 11 months to come. And that too, we do not know how many of us will see the remaining 11 months. Nevertheless, before I commence with the bayan, we know what the condition is around the world today. At this very moment, whilst we are sitting so comfortably under this tent and getting ready for our Eid Salat, most of us have had, as I mentioned last Eid also, we've had ghusl, bath, we had so many different kinds of soaps available, so much of kinds of fragrance, ether, perfume available, neat, clean clothes available. All the facilities were available for us to make preparation for this day of Eid. But wallah, I'm telling you how the pain is deep in my heart. When we think of those who are being bombed on this day, they are being bombed in Fallujah, in other parts of Iraq, in Palestine, and in so many other places, where masajid have been bombed, where they cannot even make sajda today. And where instead of them putting their heads in sajda and reading Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, glorifying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they have to keep their heads up to see that there's no other missile that is coming and no other bomb that is raining. And so many of them who are refugees and whose homes have been bulldozed and who have become homeless, they do not even have shelter above their heads. So how fortunate we are that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed us with so much of ni'mat, so much of ni'mat. So it is not befitting of a Muslim that Allah who has blessed him with so much of ni'mats, then he emerges from the month of Ramadan, and before even the day starts, indulgences in sins and vices have commenced. Nevertheless, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the Quran Sharif says, Allah in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. The friends of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala are those who have got taqwa, those who have got piety. Now who are these friends of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Each and every Muslim should be the wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So I was thinking what to speak on this Mubarak day. And there are many, many things that we can speak on. As I said, things are happening in Iraq, in Iran, in Afghanistan, in Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir. And we all are aware of what is happening. But let us see what can we do to change our lifestyles, to make the difference in the Ummah. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi's incident came to mind. That Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak Rahmatullah Ali once asked Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali, he said that, who is the wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Because that is what we were supposed to be doing in the month of Ramadan, becoming the friends of Allah Ta'ala. For if we have Allah on our side, then everything will work in our favor. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Oh Allah, if you are mine, then everything will be mine. If you are not mine, nothing will be mine. So the Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali, and very, very briefly I will discuss that. He mentioned a few sifat of those who are the friends of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And as I said, that was what we were fasting for in the month of Ramadan. That is why we were making zikr and tilawat and ibadat and duas in the month of Ramadan. That is why we were giving charities in the month of Ramadan. That is why we were taking care of the needy and the poor and the destitute in the month of Ramadan. The purpose of all those things was to get that pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and to become His friend, to make Him on our side. We say, He is on my side. If Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes on our side, then everything will work in our favor. So He said, هُوَ الَّذِي يَكُونُ فِي وَجْهِهِ حَيَا. That is one of the sifats, or the first one that he mentions, Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali, is that they have haya in their faces. There is haya and shame in their lives. And this is something I've been emphasizing throughout the month of Ramadan, that one of our major weakness is that we have lost haya, modesty, shame, which was a very distinguishing characteristic in the life of a Muslim. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَا فَفْعَلْ مَا شِيْتَ. In other words, once haya and shame and modesty leaves you, or you have lost it, then after that, you can do what you like. Then no matter how much of Quranic verses are recited, no matter how much of Hadith Sharif is heard, but that person will not come onto track. Because he has lost his haya, he's got no shame left in him. Now we are looking at haya and modesty in the light of what the Western society tells us to look at. That is our yardstick of measuring modesty and haya today. That whatever they consider as haya, then that is haya. Whereas the haya and the shame and the modesty that Sharia talks about is totally different from that. For them it means nothing to kiss a woman who is not married to him, can be complete stranger. It's not his mother or sister. But it means nothing. There's no such thing as shamelessness in that. And on this occasion of Eid, this will happen in so many homes. We have just come out of the month of Ramadan. And in so many homes, there will be brother-in-laws kissing their sister-in-laws. And there will be people kissing different women who are haram for them to even touch or to raise a second glance at. But that haya and modesty has left. So whether it is the day of Eid, or it's a month of Ramadan, or it's anything else, then all the watching of the evil and the filth that will come on the television screens, and all the attractions and distractions that are out there, the cinemas, the theaters, the discos, everything will be infighting. Now this Muslim loses his haya completely. He doesn't even think that I am a Muslim, and this is the day of Eid, and I have come out of the month of Ramadan. So how can I be in those places? And that is the definition that Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali has given of haya. فَإِنَّ حَقِيقَةَ الْحَيَا أَنَّ مَوْلَاكَ لَا يَرَاكَ حَيْسُ نَحَاكَ. That is the haqiqat of haya, that your Mawla, your Rabbah, your Allah, the one who has blessed you with that sight and with that hearing and with that speech and with every faculty of yours and with every capability of yours and with every potential of yours and with the wealth and everything else, then he should not find you in those places. He should never see you in those places which he has prohibited you to be there. Whether it is a drug den or it is a casino, it's anything else, the person must just look a little down into his heart that I have testified, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So therefore I cannot be in any of those places where there's no shame, there's no haya. So the haya that Islam talks about is something totally different. It's a subject we can go on for hours, but there's no time for that. So he says the first thing is that they have got haya and shame in their lives. Let us bring this shame and haya into our hearts. Shame and haya is a sifat of the heart. When the haya and shame will come into the heart, then that person's gaze will be controlled. His hearing will be controlled. His tongue will be controlled. Everything will be controlled. Because he's got haya in him. He will see who he is talking to. He will see who he is associating with. He will have love and mercy and affection for those who are younger than him. He will respect those who are elder than him. There will be some kind of discipline in his life. But that will come when haya will come. So he said, هُوَ الَّذِي يَكُونُ فِي وَجْهِهِ حَيَا. That's the first thing that the person has got haya in his life. Then that is the first sifat that this person has got wilayat. This person has got taqwa in his life. And that is what we are doing all Ramadan to develop this taqwa. And then he says, وَفِي لِسَانِهِ هُوَ الَّذِي يَكُونُ فِي وَجْهِهِ حَيَا وَفِي لِسَانِهِ سَنَا. And on his tongue there is sana of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He glorifies and he praises Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Any ni'mat that he achieves, he says, this is the fazl of my Allah. It is my Allah who has blessed me with this ni'mat. It is my Allah who has blessed me with this bounty. And therefore I must not disobey that Allah who has given me this bounty. So he's got always sana. Sometime he's saying subhanallah. Sometime he's saying alhamdulillah. Sometime he's saying mashallah. Sometime he's saying jazakallah. Everywhere he's got Allah. In everything, sometime he's saying inna lillah. But there is sana on his tongue. That he realizes that every ni'mat is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he says that fi lisanihi sana. Wa fi aynihi buka. And this person has got buka. He's got tears in his eyes. He cries over his sins. He cries in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He cries out of the fear of the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just one ayat of the Quran Sharif. In tu'azibuhum fa innahum ibaduk wa in taghfir lahum fa innaka antal azizul hakim. Oh Allah, if you have to punish them, then they are your servants. We can't do anything. They are your servants. They are your slaves. You have got all the authority you can punish. But oh Allah, if you forgive them, then you are almighty, then you are exalted in status, you are wise. And on this ayat, the whole night Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is crying. Whole night he is crying. As Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. On this day, separate, O you sinful ones, from those who are obedient ones. So on that one ayat is crying the whole night. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is crying. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is crying. Hazrat Usman Ghani, his beard gets wet with his tears when he just goes to the graveyard. Each and every wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is crying. Sometimes they are crying out of the love of Allah. That pain of the love of Allah ta'ala is making them cry. And sometimes it is that khawf and fear of the azab and the displeasure of Allah ta'ala that is making them cry. So he said that is another sifat. And you have heard many, many times now that how Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on one occasion he saw a bird flying under the trees. Sometimes, of course, he used to say that I wish I was a straw. I was a leaf that was eaten up by some animal and then qurbani was made of that animal. I wish I was a hair on the body of some Muslim. I wish I was this, I wish I was that. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I wish I was, my mother had never given birth to me. So much of khawf they had. And they are tearing. And on one occasion when he sees this bird, he says, oh bird, how lucky you are, how fortunate you are. You eat, you drink, you fly under the shade of trees, and then you die, and there is no qiyamah for you, there is no questioning for you, nothing. He looks at that and he says, how lucky and how fortunate you are. And that is where I say that when I see those birds flying over, round and round the Kaaba Sharif, those who have seen those birds going round and round the Kaaba Sharif, then I tell them, oh birds, how fortunate you are. That you make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. You drink the water of Zamzam. You have a bird's eye view of those that are making salat. The millions of people that are making salat. We say bird's eye view. How fortunate you are. You have a bird's eye view. You hear the azan of the Haram Sharif. And then you die. And there's no azab for you. There's no questioning for you. So this tears in his eyes. He says it's a sign of wilayat that the person has got tears. وَفِي عَيْنِهِ بُكَى وَفِي يَدِهِ أَطْوَى. And this person has got bakshish in his hand. He is giving all the time. And as I said that we always say the rich people must give, the rich people must give. What about those who have 10 rand? Cannot we give 1 rand? The person who has 100 rand, cannot he give 10 rand? The person who has 1,000 rand, cannot he give 100 rand? So it is still 1/10 that the person is giving. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala hasn't said that only the very rich must give. We all must inculcate in ourselves that habit to give a little. There must be atah in our hands. Look at the incidents in the lives of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at his life. Look at the lives of all the awliya siddiqeen. Not one wali of Allah ta'ala was born a miserly person. Each and every one of them, there was atah in their hands. All the time they were giving. Allah ta'ala was sending it from one direction, they were giving it in another direction. But there was atah in their hands. So he says, وَفِي يَدَيْهِ atah. That this is another sifat that is in their lives, that there is always this giving, Then he says, وَفِي قَلْبِهِ safa. And in their hearts there's purity, there's cleanliness. If we recall that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, from where did he give his first call? He gave it from Mount Safa. The call was from Mount Safa, and the call was towards Safa of the hearts. Purify the hearts, clean the hearts. So the call is from Safa, and the call is towards the purification of the hearts. From kufr, from shirk, and from all other sins, major and minor, the person must purify his heart. He must clean his heart. That heart must become such that it can receive the tajalliyat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's tajalli cannot be contained in any other thing. The whole world, the whole universe cannot contain it. But the heart of a believer can contain it. So therefore, Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says that the third, fourth thing is this, وَفِي قَلْبِهِ safa. That there must be purity in that heart. Remove that malice from that heart. There's so much of malice in our society. So much of hasad in our society. So much of greed in our society. Now all these things are related to the heart. There is so much of evil passions and desires that are engulfing our hearts. There's so much of pride and arrogance in our hearts. So he says, then this person cannot claim to be a friend of Allah Ta'ala. Then he cannot say that he has become muttaqi because he fasted in the month of Ramadan. Therefore he has now got taqwa, and yet that heart is filled like a garbage bag. So he says, وَفِي قَلْبِهِ safa. There must be some purity in that heart. And it requires a little bit of effort to purify these hearts. Speeches don't purify hearts. We can give speeches from now until Qiyamah day, and after a little while check in our hearts. For that there is a different effort that is required. That we have to make that effort. Just as we go to doctors and we get prescriptions for our physical problems, in the same way we have to go to those who have purified their hearts and get spiritual prescriptions. So وَفِي قَلْبِهِ safa. He said this is another thing that is very conspicuous in the lives of those people who have adopted and developed taqwa, that now they have got their hearts cleaned up. And then finally he says وَفِي وَعْدِهِ wafa. Of course there are many other things, but he says وَفِي وَعْدِهِ wafa. And in his promises there's fulfillment. If the person makes promise, then he fulfills that promise, meaning we have made a promise and a pledge to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we will not disobey him. Because the very fact that we are claiming that we are Muslims, then it is a promise and a pledge to our Allah that, oh Allah, you are our creator and we will never ever displease you. We will not disobey you. Yes, accidental sin can happen. So we will make plenty of tawbah and istighfar over there. We have made a pledge to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we will follow you, we will follow your teachings, we will obey you, and we truly believe that whatever direction you have given us in life, that is the best of all directions. We will not turn our gaze towards the east or west or north or south. We will see what you have asked us to do and what you are pleased with. That is what we will do, and what you are displeased with, we will not do. There's a pledge, there's a promise. And then all the other promises that we make, all the other pledges that we make. So if we say that we are muttaqi now, after coming out from the month of Ramadan, we have developed a very high standard of taqwa in our lives. So then there must be wafa in our promises and our pledges. That means if the person has been negligent in the past, and he has broken his promises, and he hasn't paid back to whomsoever whatever was due, then now he has to make amends for it. Then we will say this Ramadan month was beneficial for him. In his tongue and in his lisan and in his speech, he says that there is shifa. That when the person is giving his speech, there's shifa in there for the hearts. Like how in medication there is shifa for physical ailments and sicknesses and diseases, then this person who has got wilayat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this person who has got Allah in his heart, this person who has got taqwa in his heart, this person who has got safa in his heart, then in his speech there's going to be shifa for hearts. People will find shifa for their sicknesses, their spiritual maladies, their spiritual ailments. They will find shifa in the speech of those who have got taqwa in their hearts. So if we are not finding any of these things, then it means that we haven't as yet developed that taqwa. So if we could not have developed it in the month of Ramadan, then what are we going to do in the remaining 11 months? So therefore, my dear brothers, the message is very, very loud and clear that we were not fasting just customary practice. It was not just a customary practice. But even if we wasted our time, even if we did not do justice to the month of Ramadan, even if we were negligent in the month of Ramadan, then that is the shan of our beloved Allah, that no matter how far we may have gone, but there is no question of despairing of His mercy. I repeatedly say that He is Ghafoorur Rahim, but unfortunately we use that Ghafoorur Rahim statement to do wrong things, to do haram things, to be persistent in sins, and then we say Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim, is most forgiving and merciful. That was not the meaning of Ghafoorur Rahim. We have to make the effort to restrain ourselves from haram. But due to negligence, due to nafs and shaitan, the person got overpowered and he somehow failed. Then again, don't lose hope. Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. He is prepared to accept the person who makes tawbah. So on this Mubarak day of Eid again, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's doors of forgiveness are wide open. Wide open that, oh my servants who have come out of Ramadan, even if you have been negligent, even if you have made mistakes, even if you have not done justice to the month of Ramadan, don't despair of my mercy. Turn towards me, but make up your minds. This is what he wants, that we must make up our minds that from this day onwards there will be a change in our lives, that we will be conscious of the fact that if we are in a wrong place, and especially on this day of Eid, and if the angel of death has to strike there, it happened 2 years ago where a person died in the prostitute quarters. 200 people died in a cinema on an Eid day. And so many other people were shot and killed on an Eid day. There was one couple that was courting and they were parked on one side. They thought that nothing is going to happen. Young people, one was 18 years old and one was about 17, in the car. And the person came and shot them, both dead, and they took the car away. Now these things can happen even on an Eid day. The person can be in adultery, fornication, and suddenly his heart stops beating. So let us be conscious of the fact that the angel of death is just behind us. We could be watching a filthy movie and the heart stops beating. Then what? And the person will rise on the day of Qiyamah just as he died. If he died in that kind of state, then on the day of Qiyamah, imagine the person is rising. What? Committing adultery. The person is rising, committing theft. The person is rising, watching that filthy movie as he died. So let us take things a little more seriously now. Enjoy life. Nobody says don't enjoy life. There's so much of halal ni'mats to enjoy. And wallah, the enjoyment is in halal. Haram will bring restlessness in our lives. It will bring problems in our lives. It will bring anxieties. The person will get sleepless nights. The person will not be able to enjoy those very ni'mats for which he was indulging in all the haram. So we have come out of the month of Ramadan, a very Mubarak month, and we have been observing fast, zikr, tilawat, ibadat. So now let us make sure that we don't return to those sins again. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make this day of Eid a very, very happy, prosperous, joyous one for each and every Muslim around the globe. And especially those people who are not able to celebrate today. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala have mercy upon them. Those who are languishing in prisons, and those on whom bombs are raining, those who do not even have another set of clothes to change, those who do not even have a bar of soap or a cake of soap to have a shower, those who do not even have water to have shower. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must have mercy on all of them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must have mercy on all of them. Allah must give them sabr on this Mubarak day. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that the Ummah is facing. It's the next time for acceptance of du'as. Let's put our heart, soul into the du'a. Because what other solution do we have to our problem than that we should turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We must make use of all the means that He has created. Allah ta'ala Himself has created those means to be used. But remember, the decision is made by Allah ta'ala, whether that those means will give us success, or even after making use of the means, we will still be a failure. So let us turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and beg of Him, and then see how we find sukoon in our hearts. Those tears that we shed in the remembrance of Allah, in the love of Allah, out of the fear of Allah ta'ala's azab, they don't bring depression. They bring happiness in the heart. We feel light. We feel as a mountain that was on our shoulders has disappeared. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept the du'as which we are about to make. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma Rabbana, ya Rabbana, zolamna anfusana, wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna, lanakunanna minal khasirin. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, ya Akramal Akramin, يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث او الله او ماي بيلوفد الله O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah, most compassionate Allah, most tolerant Allah, most beautiful Allah, O my beloved Allah. On this Mubarak day of Eid, we are extending our begging bowls before You. Ya Allah, we are begging of You. The more we beg of You, the more happy and pleased You become. We are not begging of human beings who become angry if we have to beg of them. O my beloved Allah, You are Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah. O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah. On this Mubarak day, Ya Allah, when Your doors of maghfirat are open, Your doors of mercy are open, in such a large congregation, O my Allah, we are extending our begging bowls. We have the weak amongst us, the little children amongst us, those who have gone old and feeble, O Allah, they are amongst us. O my beloved Allah, have mercy on all of us. Ya Allah, open the doors of Your maghfirat for us. Open the doors of Your mercy for us. O my beloved Allah, open the doors of Your mercy for us. Ya Allah, we know we haven't done justice to fasting in the month of Ramadan. That Mubarak guest that You sent to us, O my beloved Allah, we were not hospitable to that guest. Ya Allah, we did not do justice to our fasting, to our tilawat, to our zikr and to our ibadat. But O my beloved Allah, You are Ghafurur Rahim. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards You with repentance. My beloved Allah, You dearly love those who turn towards You. Ya Allah, we are turning towards You. Oh my beloved Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. We are ashamed of the sins that we committed in our lives from the time we became of age up till now. And oh my beloved Allah, especially in the month of Ramadan, the sins that we committed, we are ashamed even more. But oh my Allah, who else is there that we can seek forgiveness from? We cannot go and purchase forgiveness in the marketplace. Ya Allah, the treasures of forgiveness lie with You. And You dearly love to forgive. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, my Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Your ocean of forgiveness is so vast, my beloved Allah, that just one drop is sufficient to wash away our sins. Oh, my beloved Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah. Man has made computer chips. Ya Allah, there's millions of pieces of information on that computer chip. But Ya Allah, just one delete button and all the information is gone. Oh, my beloved Allah, when man has got such kind of technology. Ya Allah, press the delete button of our sins. My Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. The sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. The sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. You are the one who blesses us with sight. How can there be darkness for you? We are only fooling ourselves if we thought that nobody was watching. Ya Allah, it's just your compassion, your mercy, your kindness, and your tolerance that you do not seize there and then. How much of opportunities you gave us to repent and to turn towards you. Ya Allah, this is another opportunity you have given to us. Ya Allah, therefore we are seeking forgiveness for all the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, the sins of our ears, the sins of our tongues, the sins of our hands and feet, the sins of our heart and mind. Oh, my beloved Allah, you could have made us blind the very moment that we saw haram. You could have made us dumb the very moment that we spoke haram. You could have made us deaf the moment we listened to haram. But Ya Allah, how tolerant you are. You did not seize us there and then. You gave us the odd nights of the month of Ramadan. You gave us the total month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, you give us the Jumu'ah days. You give us so many opportunities to turn towards you. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. Change the condition of our hearts. My Allah, what have we made of our hearts? Our hearts which were for your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have made them into garbage bags. Oh my beloved Allah, we have filled them with malice, with greed, with pride, with envy, with jealousy. Oh my Allah, we have filled them with evil passions and desires. My Allah, oh my Allah, what have we made of our hearts? But Ya Allah, we are seeking purification of these hearts. Clean and purify our hearts of all these evils that have embedded themselves. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to purify our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. Ya Allah, how long are we going to remain committing sins and vices on the surface of this earth? How long are we going to remain hypocrites on the surface of this earth? Ya Allah, kab tak, Ya Allah, gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. Badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. Ya Allah, the Sahaba-e-Kiram, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they came from backgrounds of kufr, of shirk. Ya Allah, they were from the Yahud, from the Nasara, from the Munafiqeen. But Ya Allah, when you gave them hidayat, ha, my Allah, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. You pleased with them, they pleased with you. Ya Allah, when such a dramatic change could have come in their lives, what is it difficult for you to change our hearts? Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, whether they are amongst us here in the congregation, or they are in homes or in clinics, or in hospitals, or wherever they may be. Ya Allah, whoever in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all their ailments and diseases and sicknesses. Ya Allah, we are fortunate that we still have medication that we can get access to. Ya Allah, so many places where homes are being bulldozed, like Palestine, and in Iraq where bombs are raining, Ya Allah, even on the day of Eid. Oh, my beloved Allah, there's no facilities also available to them to go and seek any kind of assistance. Ha, my Allah.
Have mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, don't look at our sins anymore. If you have to look at our sins, then we know we are doomed. But oh Allah, look at the tears of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which flowed for this ummah. Look at his blood which flowed in Taif, in Uhud, and so many other places. Ya Allah, look at that ostracism and boycott of his for 3 solid years. When the time came that they had to chew leather and leaves of trees for survival. Ya Allah, your beloved Nabi, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, after you the greatest. Ya Allah, what sacrifices he made so that Islam and Iman may reach us. Ya Allah, when he is informed that that ummah for whom you made so much of sacrifices, that ummah for whom you cried so much, that ummah for whom you were stoned in Uhud, your teeth were shattered. Ah, you fell down unconscious, so much you bled, where your uncle was made shaheed, and where 70 other sahabas gave their lives, that ummah for whom you stood whole night in prayers, that ummah in discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens, that ummah in drugs, in prostitute quarters, in adultery, fornication, haya, shame, modesty has left that ummah. Ya Allah, when he is informed of the condition of his ummah, ah, my Allah, what kind of pain it must be causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially when he's informed that a few meters away from your resting place, in those hotels which were at one time the homes of your companions, where there was tahajjud, ishraq and chasht and mujahideen were produced from, Ya Allah, when he's informed that in those hotel rooms, filthiest of movies can be seen, filthiest of newspapers and magazines can be read, filthiest of music can be heard even in those foyers, Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, what kind of ummatis are we? Lekin ab to mere Allah raham farmale. You are merciful, you are forgiving. You dearly love forgiveness, my Allah. No matter how far we have gone, but Ya Allah, your ocean of mercy is very, very vast. Ya Allah, take us under your ocean of mercy. Oh my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that the ummah is suffering. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal and remove their problems. Why should we go and borrow from the banks on haram? Why should we take on interest and give interest? Ya Allah, when we know that your curse descends upon such people. Ya Allah, we are taking for nothing else except luxuries and a life of affluence. Oh my beloved Allah, you have blessed us with so much of ni'mats. Why should we go and borrow on haram? Ya Allah, when our homes are going to be on interest, when our carpets on interest, when our furniture on interest, when the grocery that we purchase on interest, the cars that we drive on interest, the clothes that we wear on interest, and then we raise our hands before you, and we say, oh Allah, then how can we get forgiveness and mercy? Ya Allah, give us the realization. Ya Allah, turn us towards you. Ya Allah, in the past, whatever sins we have committed, forgive us. Give us a determination not to return to those sins anymore. Mere Allah hamara banja. Ab to hamara banja. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera. Falak mera, zami meri. Oh Allah, if you are not mine, nothing is mine. If you are mine, everything will be mine. Then, oh Allah, everything will work in our favor. Then our businesses will give us barakat. Our homes will give us comfort. Our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in poverty, give them wealth. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that the Muslim Ummah is suffering around the globe. Ya Allah, which part of the world the Ummah is not suffering? Ya Allah, don't look at our sins anymore. Look at the blood of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his tears and forgive the Ummah. Oh my beloved Allah, in Palestine, in Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, in India, Pakistan, in Europe, in China, in Africa, every part of the world, Ya Allah, the ummah is suffering. Ya Allah, have mercy on us. Ya Allah, open the floodgates of your mercy for us. We are ashamed, O my Allah, for our sins. We pledge not to return to them anymore. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Ya Allah, give us the himmat to throw out of our lives the habit of drug, the habit of adultery, the habit of fornication, the habit of going to the casinos and discos and cinemas and theatres. Ya Allah, we have become addicted to these vices. Oh my Allah, give us the himmat and courage of lion against our nafs. Give us the realization that sins bring nothing but restlessness in a person's life, brings nothing but anxieties, worries and depression. Ya Allah, remove all our difficulties and problems. Oh my beloved Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Open their eyes to the beautiful teachings of Islam. Ya Allah, they are ignorant of the Islamic teachings. Then open their eyes to the Islamic teachings. Ya Allah, bless them with hidayat and guidance. Make them worthy of entry into Jannat. But if they have become obstinate, they have made up their minds that they will continue with the torture and persecution and tyranny and oppression. Ya Allah, then shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send gale force winds against them. Send cyclones against them. Ya Allah, cause the plains to crash. Cause the earth to shake beneath their feet and swallow them up. Ya Allah, cause the ships to sink. Create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Ya Allah, make them restless just as they made the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam restless. Ya Allah, they made the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam homeless. Millions of them have become refugees because of their bombings and their torture and their persecution and their tyranny. Ya Allah, so many of our brothers and sisters are languishing in jails today for no other reason but that they were taking your Mubarak name. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak day, Ya Allah, create the conditions for their release. Ya Allah, create the conditions for their release. Mere Allah, ab to un par raham farma. Ya Allah, hum kamzor ho gaye. Tu to kamzor nahi hua. We have gone weak, you haven't gone weak. You are the same Allah that was in Badr, in Uhud, in Khandaq, and so many other places. Ya Allah, you gave victory to the Ummah. Ya Allah, today you are the same Allah. You have the same power. You have the same strength. Ya Allah, we have gone weak, you haven't gone weak. Allah, come to our assistance. Allah, come to our assistance. Allah, hamare dilon mein aaja. Hamare dilon mein aaja. Oh Allah, come into our hearts. Light up our hearts with the noor of Iman. Light up our hearts with the noor of Zikr and Tilawat and Ibadat. Ya Allah, bless us with a life of prosperity, a life of happiness, a life of contentment, a life of satisfaction, a life of peace and security. Ya Allah, a life of peace and security. Ya Allah, give us tranquility in our hearts. Give us serenity in our hearts. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Ya Allah, no home seems to be free of quarrels and fights and arguments and disputes anymore. Ya Allah, we know it is a punishment for our sins. In majority of the cases, it's a punishment of our sins. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Ya Allah, give the husbands and wives the tawfiq to become obedient to you, to throw out of their lives and homes everything that has come in there, which is haram and sinful, which is causing so much of destruction and problems in their lives. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Parents are complaining, children are no more obedient. Children are booting and kicking and swearing and cursing. Ha, my Allah, those children who respected their parents at one time, where are they, O my Allah? Whose fault is it, O my Allah? Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to give them proper upbringing, to give them the right education, to give them the right disciplining. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, have mercy upon our parents. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, our grandchildren, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, if you are going to turn away your glance of rahmat from us because of our sins, to mere Allah, phir tu bata ki hum gande jaye kahan? Which are the doors there that we can tap? Which are the homes there that we can go and beg? Oh my beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. We are seeking you from you, oh my Allah. On this Mubarak day, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are seeking you from you. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Ya Allah. This is what we want, that you become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, we are seeking you from you. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangta hai. Ilahi, main tujhse talabgar tera. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of the akhirat. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of the akhirat. Protect our iman and Islam. Protect our homes and properties. Protect our life. Protect the lives of our children, our grandchildren, and that of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who have passed away, Ya Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Fill the graves with noor. Ya Allah, overlook and forgive their sins. Ya Allah, enter them into Jannat. Oh my beloved Allah, whosoever has passed away, Ya Allah, bless them with forgiveness. Ya Allah, bless them with forgiveness. Oh my beloved Allah, and then one day we too have to leave this world. Whether we like it or not, the angel of death is going to strike. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco or a cinema or a theater or in a prostitute quarters or in adultery or fornication or popping drugs into our mouths. Ha, my Allah, what a kind of death that would be, that the person is on a high and the angel of death has to take his life. Ya Allah, what a kind of death that will be if the person is intoxicated and the angel of death has to take his life. What a kind of death that will be in adultery and fornication, or watching some filthy movie on the television screen, or reading some filthy porn magazine, or watching some filthy internet site. Ha, my Allah, give us the realization that death is just behind us. We don't know when it is going to come. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Ha, mere Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah. We are not seeking on the strength of our ibadat or zikr or tilawat or of our piety. Ya Allah, we are most sinful servants of yours. We are seeking from your shan of Rahimi and Karimi. Ya Allah, take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Our soul comes to you, O my Allah. Ha, my Allah, give us a small piece of ground in Jannatul Baqi, where Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his uncle, his children, over 10,000 companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lie buried, each one in the garden of Jannat. Ya Allah, we are seeking a small piece of ground. But if it is not muqaddar there, wherever death is going to come, Ya Allah, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he teared for us. How much he begged for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 companions, each and every one of them a shining star. Each and every one of them a guiding star. Ya Allah, on that occasion, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much du'as he made for us. Ya Allah, after kissing the Hajre Aswad, the du'as that he made. While speaking tawaf, the du'as that he was making for us. Ya Allah, touching the Rukna Yamani, the du'as that he made. Under the Mizab-e Rahmat, how much he cried. His ihram, Ya Allah, got wet with his tears. Ya Allah, how much du'as he made for us in Hatim. How much du'as he made for us at the Multazam, that sinless, masoom Nabi of yours. He puts his hands above his head, attaches himself to the Multazam. Tears roll down from his eyes, wet his beard and his ihram. Ya Allah, how much he prayed for us behind the Maqam-e Ibrahim. And after drinking Zamzam, and on Safa and Marwa, and in Mina, And in Arafat, from Zohar till Maghrib, he extends his hands and begs and begs and begs for us. Ya Allah, in Muzdalifa, how much he cried for us. Ya Allah, we have shown no appreciation for his tears. Ya Allah, all the du'as that he made for us, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, our grandchildren with that goodness, our brothers and sisters with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that we're going to come till the day of Qiyamah, from which he sought protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, those students who are writing examinations, give them success in their examinations. Ya Allah, make them assets for our community. Ya Allah, bless them with success and protect them from the fitnas that are the schools and colleges and universities. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our homes, barakat in our businesses, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in our wealth, barakat in every ni'mat and bounty of yours. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with marriage partners who will be compatible, who will be pious and righteous, who will be, oh my beloved Allah, an assistant and an help to their deen. Oh my beloved Allah, accept our du'as. Allah Huzur Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqe mein humari dua'o ko qubool farma. Mere Allah, qubool farma. Is mubarak din mein qubool farma. Ya Allah, we have great hope in you that you will accept our du'as. Ya Allah, accept our du'as. What we have begged of you, bless us with that. And what we haven't been able to ask, Ya Allah, we are human beings. We get tired of even begging of you. Ya Allah, we get tired of even begging of you. Ya Allah, hum bahut kamzor hai. Ya Allah, jo manga wo bhi ata farma. Jo nahi manga wo bhi ata farma. Hame deen bhi de, dunya bhi de, akhirat bhi de. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, enters into Jannat without any reckoning. Ya Allah, enters into Jannat without any reckoning. Don't question us, oh my beloved Allah. If you're going to question us, we will be doomed. Ya Allah, enters into Jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba-i-Kiram, the Tabi'in, Tabi'in, the Mashayikh, Ya Allah, the Awliya-i-Kiram, enters into Jannat without any reckoning in their company. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, wa tub alayna, wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim, innaka antat tawwabur rahim, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina ونبينا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وبارك وسلم وبارك وسلم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.